Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, November 10th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers denied Apple's motion for a stay on the injunction ordering Apple to allow developers to add links to external payment options in the App Store. Apple plans to appeal the motion for stay to the Ninth Circuit. The injunction is still scheduled to take effect December 9th. A new partnership will see integrations between Microsoft Teams and Workplace by Meta. Rolling out today, Teams users will be able to access workplace content in an app within Teams. In early 2022, Microsoft Teams users will be able to live stream video into Meta's workplace groups. Employees using either collaboration suite will also be able to view, comment, and react to meetings in real time. Google announced it's looking for beta testers for an Android app called Project Relate, designed to improve speech recognition for people with speech impairments. This would create a custom speech recognition model trained on an individual user's speech patterns. Project Relate can then transcribe speech to text, read out a voice prompt in a synthesized voice, and send a command to Google Assistant. Microsoft announced the 11.6-inch Surface Laptop SE, meant for classroom use, for $250, available for schools later this year. The hardware has the same solid keyboard as other Surface Laptop models, a 1366 by 768 display, and everything is built for easy repairability. It also runs Windows 11 SE, a modified version of Windows meant for easy deployment and management. Only IT admins can add and remove apps. 365 apps and OneDrive will work offline and sync when a connection is available. Devices from non-Microsoft vendors that use Windows 11 SE are also on the way. Apple told The Verge it will release a software update that will not require third-party repair technicians to do micro-soldering to remove a microcontroller if you want to keep Face ID working after a screen replacement. Apple did not give a date when that software update would be available. Qualcomm launched the Snapdragon Spaces XR developer platform designed for building head-worn AR experiences. At launch, the only supported hardware is Lenovo's ThinkReality A3 smart glasses, although hardware from Oppo and Xiaomi is expected in the first half of 2022. On the software side, Qualcomm is partnering with Epic's Unreal Engine, Niantic's Lightship, and Unity. The platform is available for a small select group of developers now, with plans for general availability in spring 2022. Qualcomm also announced it acquired the team and certain technology assets from Clay Air, which offers hand tracking and gesture recognition tech. Meta will remove detailed targeting options for sensitive topics on ads starting January 2022 across Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger. These topics include health, race or ethnicity, political affiliation, religion, or sexual orientation. Meta's quarterly update on the oversight board suggests the 30-day deadline to respond to its recommendations may be too tight. While the board's recommendations are non-binding, Meta found that teams took anywhere from 5 to 35 days to assess and respond to them. The current product roadmap for the Facebook product happens every 6 months, meaning that the board's recommendations are being considered more along that timeline. Of the board's recommendations submitted in the last two quarters, 12 were implemented, 23 are in progress, and 17 are being assessed for feasibility. Samsung announced a new bit of RAM for your mobile devices that works 1.3 times faster and uses 20% less power than the desktop version. LPDDR5X DRAM has the capacity of up to 16 gigabytes with data transfer speeds of 8.5 gigabits per second. Samsung intends to market it to automobile, edge server applications, and augmented reality, among other things. Netflix announced its five mobile games will launch on iOS on November 10th. It launched them for Android last week. The games will appear listed in a Games tab in the iOS Netflix app. Like on Android, the games download as separate apps. You log into your Netflix ID to play them at no additional charge. Twitter's subscription service expanded from Canada and Australia to New Zealand and the U.S. Tuesday. The $2.99 a month Twitter Blue service also added ad-free articles, which lets you read some partner news stories without ads. There's also a top articles section for your most shared links from people you follow on Twitter. You'll also be able to customize your navigation on the iOS app. The European Union General Court upheld a 2017 2.42 billion euro fine against Google for favoring its own shopping services. Google said it will review the ruling closely, which can still be appealed in the European Court of Justice. Google will expand the sleep sensing features on the second-gen Nest Hub, displaying a sleep staging chart to show stages of sleep, including periods of wakefulness and REM sleep. This will be available as a free preview through 2022, then rolled into Fitbit Premium in 2023. The Nest Hub is also getting a Calm app in December, offering a catalog of sleep stories, relaxing music, and meditation sessions. A limited number are available for free, with full access costing $69.99 a year, or a one-time cost of $400. And finally, the smart home company Wyze announced the $84.99 Wyze Cam floodlight. This offers three passive infrared sensors, able to provide 270 degrees of motion detection with a 30-foot range. The LED floods offer 2,600 lumens of brightness. It also includes a USB port to hook up a second Wyze Cam V3 for an even wider coverage area. It's available for pre-order now, shipping in December. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.